Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Michael Dietrich Chastain is here, too. Michael is a new friend of ours. He's the founder and CEO of ARC Integrated, an organizational consulting firm. He writes about things like change and stress and, you know, things that you and I don't know anything about, right, small business owners? He's the author of Changes, the Busy Professional's Guide to Reducing That Stuff, That Stress. Those are my words. That's not what the book says. Accomplishing Goals and Mastering Accountability. We don't have any accountability in the Dewey, folks. Let's get Michael in here and see if he can help us. Michael Dietrich Chastain, welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's good to have you here. As you can see, we have a little chaos around here from time to time. We love the reality of live radio, right, Michael?
Hey, I understand. We all have it. We're all faced with chaos, right? Especially on a Monday morning.
Which is why you're here, to help us sort some of this out. Congratulations on your book, right, by the way. And so small business owners, if they survive and actually have any kind of peace and joy in their life, they ultimately wind up learning how to eat stress for breakfast. But it still takes a toll, doesn't it?
I like that.
It still takes a toll, though, doesn't it?
Sure does. It sure does. Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that term. I might take that one, Jim.
Yeah. That happens around here. That happens around here a lot. Just send me a commission. All right. So what do we do about this?
All right. Well, what do we do about handling stress or learning how to eat it for breakfast?
How do we – both of those.
Well, and – yeah. And, you know, in my opinion, you know, we work with a lot of leaders of, you know, various size businesses, from the small mom and pop that has, you know, a handful of employees to working with, you know, really global, you know, Fortune 100, 500 companies that have employees all over the world. And like you said, you know, if a business owner, small or large, is going to be successful, there's going to be stress involved. And I get this question a lot, like, how do we resolve stress? How do we reduce stress? And I think the inkling is that people want that, you know, that silver bullet, that thing that's going to keep them stress-free. And in the reality, and I think this is kind of the point that you were alluding to, is that it's really more about having practices on the regular, on, you know, daily or weekly or monthly practices that help us combat stress when it comes into our life. So, you know, things like we hear all the time, like, you know, getting enough rest and eating healthy foods and taking care of our bodies. And, you know, understanding that our perspectives really impact how we interpret situations. And so in my experience, it's the long game. You know, it's the setting ourselves up with regular good practices that allow us to, you know, eat stress for breakfast, like you said, when it gets in our way.
Well, one of the things that I've tried to get across here in my show over the years is why I love being a small business owner for 30 years. And that is that whatever comes in my door, whether it looks like it's going to kiss me or whether it looks like it's going to eat me, belongs to me. And whatever it becomes is up to me. And I don't know how many times I've seen things coming in my door that looked like they were going to give me a big hug and a kiss, and they wound up eating me alive. And other things that looked like they were going to mow me down turned out to be a savior. And so you know, one of the things I think happens to small business owners, because we have so much coming at us like a fire hose, the world's coming at us like a fire hose, there's not a lot of insulation around us. We don't have an organization that buffers the world back for us a little bit like the CEO of Exxon does. But we have so much of that coming at us that sometimes it's hard to have, you mentioned the word perspective, to have perspective on what it is that's causing us the stress. And the trick is, in my opinion, is to survive long enough to have that perspective. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think you're right. It is about playing that long game. And I also believe that as small business owners, we can get into the trap of, you know, I need to do everything, right? I need to play all the roles at all times. And I think with, you know, various levels of success as we move through our businesses, you know, we can start to hire those things out. I mean, even if we're solopreneurs, you know, we can hire in subcontractors. You know, maybe it's just 5 hours a week to start to handle some of the work that, you know, that maybe, you know, we know how to do, but it's not our best use of time. And I think the trap is that, you know, as owners of businesses, and they're our babies, right? We want to hold on to them.
Yep,
and,
that's right.
And cherish them as we should, right? But you know, the trap then is that we feel like we have to do all things. And so I think that's a real opportunity. You know, I heard someone say once, you know, if you have some success, you should never be doing anything that, you know, is less than about, you know, $30 an hour. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of tasks running a business that, you know, are really kind of minimum wage tasks or, you know, $20 an hour tasks that we can easily give away.
So what you're saying is that dealing with stress is two things. It's perspective. It's what you can pull up from inside of you, but it's also mechanical, right? I mean, the mechanical act of mm-hmm. delegating. It's both of those things.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. We, you know, a lot of times when we talk with clients, we use the terminology internal and external, right? We have the ability and the perspective to control what's going on inside of us. And to your point, you know, recognizing that the things that we think are so wonderful and they want to hug and kiss us might actually not be so. And the things that are so awful might actually be great lesson teachers.
Right.
So I think that's, you know, that's that perspective that we get to hold. Then the external is about the systems and the procedures and the organization and the structures, right? Those things have impact too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do we find your book?
Well, so you can find the book really, really most places where books are sold. So Amazon has it, Barnes and Noble has it. Yeah, those would be the two main places.
And what about your website?
Yeah, the website is arcintegrated.com, arcintegrated.com.
And what do we find when we
find more information about our business? So we essentially work with, you know, what we call the human side of business. And so we will go into organizations and specifically work with teams and leaders to help them become peak performing. Right?
Hold on to that thought, Michael. We've got to take a quick break. We come back. I want to dwell on this emotional/mechanical approach to dealing with stress. Folks, I think this is the key. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.